Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Kristen is about to talk about her therapist and therapy, and I had this thought this morning that what a weird industry in that you're successful when your clients tell you that they don't need you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a trip?
Yeah, because I don't have another appointment until after the first of the year. Like, this last appointment I had was, I'm in a really good place for the most part. Especially my husband and I, we have turned a corner and we're communicating better than we ever had.
Meaning he's talking a little bit?
Yeah. Taking his earbuds out when I'm speaking. It's amazing. No, we're just in a good spot. And so when we were making our next appointment and she's like 2 weeks and I was like, you know what? I think I'll see you in 2024.
Isn't that great?
Now, of course, if anything pops up and, you know, the world comes crashing down, I'll schedule an appointment. But no, I mean,
yeah. The goal of a therapist mm-hmm. is for you not to see them anymore.
Exactly. So, you know, and I've been seeing her for, God bless, almost 10 years now, ever since, you know, I moved here. And this last session, I had another one of those. It wasn't so much as an aha moment. It's so funny when I'm trying to be defiant in my reasoning and she's just sitting there looking at me and I'm like, fine, you're right and I'm wrong. But I was talking about a situation that I wanted to fix. Because something I recognize about myself, I'm a fixer, like, and I'm a problem solver. And if there's a problem, I want to fix it. And I feel like there's a problem with one of the relationships in my life, and I really want to fix it. I want to get to the bottom of it. I want to understand the why, and I want to make it better. And as we were talking it out, you come to this realization in certain situations that there isn't anything I can do to fix this. So I have to, at some point, take a step back and just say, all right, I quit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a really, really hard thing to accept and to do.
It's kind of submitting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it almost feels, for me, it feels like a failure. It feels like I'm not trying. I feel like a failure. And, but in this instance, when we were talking out this particular situation, the other person, and this is when it's really hard to realize when you need to take a step back. This is a them thing. This is not a me thing. And I have to meet this person where they are at rather than to force them to meet me where I'm at. And my take on fixing it actually could potentially make it worse because it could not be received in the manner I'm intending it to. So I'm sitting here listening to all this and I'm like, no, but I don't want it to be like this. And she's like, but it is. And at some point you just have to accept that. And so I'm sitting here and I'm listening and I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to stop trying and I'm going to quit. And
you really can only, you know, it's a cliche, keep your side of the street clean, whatever you want to say. You can only control your side of things.
Yes.
And while it's maddening when you don't get the results maybe that you want, the truth of the matter is we don't have control over anything.
Yeah. And I just, I really wanted to keep trying, but to what avail? Like, I'm just going to, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different response. And then Mel Robbins always, it's always impeccable timing. If you don't follow Mel Robbins, I mean, I adore her. I've been following her for years. She just gives some really solid advice. She's like a motivational speaker. And one of her Instagram slides is stop wasting energy trying to get other people to meet your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And you may feel like, I've had such a hard time trying to explain that, because when you talk about expectations or lowering expectations, it's like you're sacrificing something of yourself and you're taking less than, or you're not getting what you deserve. And that's really not the case. It's really acknowledging and recognizing that not everybody has the same priorities, not everybody has the same passions, not everybody has the same upbringing, not everybody has the same life experiences. So they're going to look at life through a different lens. And at a certain point, you have to realize not everybody's going to care about the same stuff you do. And that's okay. It doesn't make them, you know, less than or worse. So when it comes to your life and your expectations and the people that you have surrounding you, you know, some of those expectations are going to match up and some of them are not. And that's okay. It doesn't mean you're lowering your expectations. You maintain where you keep your expectations, but what you expect from others, you have to realize that they not be equipped to give you what you expect, because you're just two very different people.
When you totally subscribe to that, you are going to feel so free.
Yes.
I mean, it's going to be like this weaning process.
Because
I've been in the same situation before where you make some progress and then you slip up and you get all frustrated. But at some point, you'll really buy into it. And it is so freeing.
So in this particular instance, instead of like beating my head against a wall and, you know, constantly trying to figure out how I can fix this, how I can make it better, because it's not what it used to be. And things evolve and things change, and that's okay. So it doesn't mean like I'm writing this person off or, you know, I'm like going to ghost them. I'm going to still like do what I've been doing. I'm just not going to go above and beyond, because it's not going to be reciprocated.
So let me ask you this future potential question, right? So you submit, you back out of their life for the time that they need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you anticipate there being no resentment and you being on their timetable when they're now saying like, okay, ready for the relationship again?
Yeah, no. I feel like that's a point of meeting somebody where they're at and accepting them for who they are and not taking it personal, which that was another big conversation that we had this week, was about not taking it personal, which that is so much easier said than done. It's so hard not to take it personal. Because again, it's about what's going on in this person's life, not what's going on in mine. And I have to respect that. So as far, I've really just come to a place of peace and acceptance, and I'm just, well, stop trying.
It's not the worst assignment to receive.
Right? Like, try easier. All right. That's what you've been saying for freaking years. And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm honestly, I'm really at peace with that.
Hey, The Bird Show.